very helpful. And similarly, Dharmakirti's Pramanavatika, which is very helpful, and also. And on also the 400 verses on the Middle Way by Aryadeva, and Mahayana Sutra Alamkara, the ornament of Mahayana Sutras by Maitreya. So these texts would be very helpful. But the most important text really is Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. So, and it is through the study of these texts that one will be able to engage in the practices that would help us develop and enhance this particular aspect of compassion, which is the sense of connectedness and sense of empathy and concern towards other sentient beings. And then the other aspect of compassion practice is deepening one's insight into the nature of suffering. Because compassion, as I defined earlier, is a state of mind that aspires other sentient beings to be free of suffering. So in order to deepen one's experience of compassion, one must have some idea and deep understanding of what is that suffering that you wish others to be free of. And for this, we can reflect on the verses 7 and 8 of Tsongkhapa's three principal aspects of the path, where we had a discussion earlier. Therefore, it reads, the verse 7 reads, they are swept along the four fierce river currents, chained tightly in the past deeds, hard to undo, and stuffed in a steel cage of grasping itself, and smothered in the pitch-black ignorance. And then verse 8 reads, in a limitless round they are born, and in their births are tortured by the three sufferings without a break. Think how your mother feel. Think of what is happening to them. Try to develop this highest wish.
Oh yeah. That's it, no? Dine chamde ya. Tongda ba phi sho, tongda ba.
We will now go back to the prayer. Prayer for the flourishing of virtues.
Shu gu shamne ya jibe yingda ni bati. Wa ne ya jibe. Hasam number ta gu ta shi cha. Junju thaba me go lung gu ji. Taisam gu me tu se leg dam ne.
So the verse 11 is the aspiration to generate altruistic intention, the bodhicitta. It reads, may I free all beings from the ocean of samsara, sailing the ship of learning, reflection and meditation, hoisting a powerful sail of pure altruistic intention and propelled by the winds of unstinting vigor.
Mm.
And then the next verse reads, which is verse 12, the more I study and the more I give and the more my spirit is enhanced by pure discipline and critical insight, the more liberated may I be from thoughts of arrogance. And this is very critical, because since the practice that we are engaging in is the cultivation, the development of bodhicitta, the altruistic intention. And since altruistic intention is a sentiment that is dedicated to bringing about the welfare of limitless sentient beings, therefore it is very critical for the practitioner, for such a practitioner, to ensure that never in your thought, even in your deepest thoughts, there is any idea of being sense of superior to other sentient beings. One should not have any sense of superiority in relation to other sentient beings for whom you are developing this concern. And therefore, arrogance and pride is one of the the greatest obstacles for the practice of bodhicitta. Therefore, the verse says that because the danger is that when we engage in positive acts and the more we become qualified, the more we become learned, or whether we engage in some positive activity, charitable act and so on, sometimes there is the danger of generating a sense of self-importance and being arrogant. Therefore, it is important to observe this and try to overcome any thoughts of arrogance.
No, yeah. 다시 한번 주목하십시오.
So we will now read from some of the questions.
배신도 강하셔야. 배신도 이제 조금씩 강하셔야. 맨날도 자신 없고 싶지 배신이 뭐 하셔야 없습니다.
음. Can negative emotions be expressed safely with no harm to self or others?
네, 좀 고맙습니다.
단지 뇨몽이요. 뇨몽그리디. 뇨몽그리디 아니 라운다 셴리아 아니 네버메베 토네 아니 치로레야 치든지 답이 오르베스.
답에.
Now express.
다? 다 뇨몽 치다고 저기 어느 콩으로 든데 但能力下的这个那儿的明星那罗里啊明星这个的经验车的这样通过那种平时上这样的事情有没有那些这样有些些但是你们说的他的告诉我的国那样过书写的时候的这样的但是你们的他这种你们的这样的这样的 이거봐, 뉴몬 기업 다녀지 봐, 댄셰, 치료받는 유차단 댄셰, 그 다루를 합시다. 그 숙성을 하시면 해봐. 당연, 딩내배 차단으로 자고 싶으시지, 치료내배 깨끗이시지, 대배이네, 대배이네, 들으시지. 그러다, 그러다, 지난 미송을 채니야. 니네 이네, 나는 가가로, 카세팅스 세셔이네, 그 약으로 치료다. 니네 띠, 뉴몬 당분 내는 뉴몬 치료 때 먹이지 말고.
although I do not understand the question fully, I think it's a very complex matter. As the Tibetans would say that if a conch shell is blocked, the most effective way to solve the problem is just to blow it. Blow into the conch shell to undo the blockage. So in the same manner, there might be cases where if your resentment or anger is directed towards, is directed, sort of focused more towards a past experience of whether a feeling of hurt or some injustice done to you, then instead of kind of delving onto that kind of experience through in a kind of a negative way, perhaps under such circumstances it may be more beneficial to express so that you let out your resentment and your anger. But having said that, generally speaking, it is far more better to try to keep a check on these powerful emotions, because the fact is that even you might express these without any sense of restraint, that expression of by simply letting it out, simply expressing it perpetually, is in fact not going to diminish the force of these negative emotions. It's not going to make you less prone to these emotions. So what is more effective is to try to maintain a discipline and try to distance oneself and have some kind of control, some kind of restraint, so that that you do not let yourself be kind of overtaken by these powerful emotions. However, if it is the case that if you feel very strong emotions inside, and if you don't, then you try to act to the contrary by putting on a kind of a facade of tranquility and sense of ease, then sometimes this may be more of a problem. It may be a problem in itself, because then you will be acting in a duplicitous manner. There will be a kind of an hypocrisy. So under such circumstances, that even though you are not willfully and embracing these powerful emotions, maybe under such circumstances it is better to express, so that at least there is a kind of a honesty between what you feel and what you show.
Yeah.
Can you distinguish between self-cherishing, ego-cherishing, and self-esteem?
대면서 이야기도 그래. 간다. 하나는 이제 아주 랑진진신이 결지대한테 신리케도세. 랑든 버식다 풀려면 싸우더라. 근데 셈배는 정주되니 정주선을 잡는데 정주되니 사실 내용이라고 자신이. 니네 아니 랑랑 자오면은 샹을 자오서 가오래. 랑랑이 옆에 체외 삼도 이런 이렇게 하시 용되기도 와, 시기도 와, 진짜.
Definitely there is a distinction between the two, and I feel that the ego, the negative aspect of the ego that we are speaking about, the need to get rid of, is the kind of egoistic thought, ego-centered thought, where there is no hesitation to be oblivious to the need and the concerns of other people. There is a sense of kind of indifference to other people's feelings and their fate. And that kind of self-centeredness, that kind of ego, egoistic thought, is negative. However, and there is another kind of ego, or self, sense of self, which is important. For example, when we talk about the bodhicitta, we are talking about the altruistic intention. And one of the aspects of the altruistic intention is the aspiration to attain Buddhahood. So there is a need for you to have a strong sense of self that wishes to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. So there is a need for a strong ego or a strong sense of self. So I think it is important to distinguish between the two. And also, if the individual has no sense of concern for oneself, if there is no self-esteem, there is no kind of affection towards oneself, then there is simply no possibility that such a person could feel concern and affection for others, because simply there is no basis for the possibility of having such an altruistic thought towards other sentient beings. And and this is perhaps related also to the problem that often people speak about, which is the problem of self-hatred and low self-esteem. So these are all connected. Thank you for your presence today. Have you attained perfect Buddhahood?
Yes.
군주님의 상지지 고관 토요나스.
네.
나온.
아 뭐. 안다 다 알고 있어다. 안다 남네스야 가고 있어.
Still very far away.
처럼 저럼 토럼 걸럼 시가리. 처럼 충분히 가고 있어. 내가 빼. 저놈 중, 저와 제나 저놈 중심, 개명해서 라를 대기를 받아 가오자래.
Of course, if you look at the text, we find the whole sort of typography of the levels of path. There's the path of accumulation, the path of preparation, the path of seeing, path of meditations, and so on. So I don't think I'm even on the first path, which is the path of accumulation. But definitely I do have a tremendous commitment and eagerness to be on the path. My son of 21 years old died 2 months ago. What can I do to help my own suffering?
当说是教我去的，就那个在西藏看说的呀，就修路专门在扩大路越的吧，就那因为呢，那就那个他的上当用过了吧。
And of course, if you are a religious practitioner, then if you are a Buddhist, then you can perhaps the teachings on the rebirth, the possibility of a consciousness after death and so on, these thinking about these could be helpful. And then if you are a believer in the theistic religions, of course you will find sources of inspiration from again theistic approaches.
嗯，什么是学习给你的吧？
Other than that, I have nothing specific to recommend.
呀呀，当然的。
When one takes commitments for practices which are repeated every day, 看着这个是，
看着，
那我你到吃过的了吧？很认真。My mind sometimes becomes dull in the visualization. Do you have any advice to overcome this?
当然是这样的，空虚就是那么多经历啊，但那么多的经历啊，哎呢，但是确实有些呢，那种文字的多啊，对，但多可能我们家的上班去，对，只能那个其他人没中钱，因为我看对嘛，但大家是嘛，这个起码多少点收入去。但你讲讲那么长期不一年呢？有些那些他，这创始给没那个收入，因当下就是用的多少嘛，就大家说赚的是什么的，赚了很多。
It has become a sort of a custom.
因为刚才，刚才我说光脚不一年的，刚才这看对给收入，看对钱不一年的，那年的节省着银子，我感觉下来。中南路没这个收入，这个唐朝那有个收入，等等用下来过。那个的就是了，这写的多，这里面就在那。可他无数点呢，因为隔离里啊，他恐惧点不一呢，其实我们恐怕这一次给你拉着点去，那用过。
It has become a sort of a tradition now that although many of these daily practices are meant for meditation, it has become a sort of a custom that. People simply recite them, and recitation is now seen more as a practice of dharma. In reality, it is actually the meditation, the contemplation, that is the real practice of dharma. However, when you engage in such practices, of course, because of our long habituation to forms of procrastination, and also there are a lot of obstacles within us that hinder us in fully engaging in the practices with total immersion. There are a lot of obstacles, so these need to be gradually overcome. So if you continue to practice with diligence and also with greater determination, and over time, it's a question of familiarity, it's a question of developing familiarity with the practice, that it becomes easier and easier, and also less, there will be less and less obstacles.
Right.